University of Iowa women's basketball forward Hannah Stewart spent her first three seasons with the Hawkeyes as a reserve player. But the former North Dakota Miss Basketball persevered, and now she starts every game and helped her team make the NCAA's Sweet 16. Hey, this is Greg Stewart. It is sweet to have you along on Sports and Commentary today, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to support the show, and you can learn more at WWIB.com. 6'2" Hannah Stewart is averaging over 11 points per game and nearly 7 rebounds per outing, and she's back with me on the show today. So, Hannah, let's take a few minutes here to unpack your story of faith and trust in Jesus Christ and how trusting in Him through the experiences that you've had as a student athlete has brought you to a deeper and more intimate place in your walk with Him. Tell me about that, will you?
So it's a pretty deep journey, but my freshman year, as I said, I came in, you know, a Christian. I had strong belief in God, and I had a really awesome Christian family. Growing up, my parents had always taught me about a personal relationship with Christ, so that is something that has always been there, but I had a terrible mindset coming into college, I would say. I wanted to experience college. That was always in my head in high school. I was so excited to experience college, quote-unquote, and all the great things that I thought came with college, such as maybe, you know, partying or all the guys and that kind of thing. And so I got pretty lost. I fell away from my faith. I still have belief in God, but I fell away from practicing my faith, was not consistent, was getting involved in a lot of distracting worldly things, and I just really lost myself and was not the person that I wanted to be or was raised to be. And I think that affected my basketball too, just because I was so distracted. So after my freshman year, during my freshman year, I was involved in a group called Athletes in Action. So I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's just a Christian group for athletes to, you know, be in fellowship together and talk about their faith and how they can incorporate it into their sport and that kind of thing. And it has really played a huge role in my life. But freshman year, I got invited to the meetings and I wanted to go, so I went. Once a week to those meetings, but it wasn't really changing my life away from that community. I was still doing a lot of the college worldly typical freshman girl things that were not in line with the Bible and its teachings at all. But so I was kind of living a double life in that way. But I was still going to these meetings. So I knew what I was doing was wrong, but just living that double life. And then after my freshman year, I got invited through AIA on a basketball trip to Poland, where we go and, you know, we play these foreign teams and then we'll maybe share a testimony or something with them at halftime and that kind of thing. So I really didn't think I deserved to go. I didn't think that the life that I was living, in my head it was like, how can I go and tell these people about the Lord and ways to live when I'm not even following it myself, when I know I'm in this sinful state constantly and that kind of thing. But I went. Somehow I got the courage to go, and that trip just absolutely changed my life in the way that I look at my faith and view my faith. I was taught all about grace, and I realized that Nathan Buxman, actually, he's the head of Athletes in Action at Mizzou, who we just played, funny enough, but he was the leader of that trip, and he taught me all about, you know, grace and that I didn't have to be held down by the burden of my sins and that God was so forgiving. And he taught me about the verse Romans 8:1, therefore there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that just absolutely turned my world around, because I always thought that, you know, I had to follow these rules, and once I broke them, it was over for me, and, you know, there was no coming back. But I learned all about God's great redemptive love, and you know, the grace that he gives us every day, even though we're not perfect and we do mess up. And so I kind of recommitted my life to Christ on that trip. And I just cannot explain the transformation that I went through. It's just like God just really opened my eyes to who he is. And I kind of just had the wrong view of him, that he was, you know, a condemning God, but he really wasn't at all, and that his grace just frees us. And I just felt so free after that trip. And once I got back, I wanted more than anything to share that, you know, freeing and graceful love with everyone I knew. So I kind of, I would say, changed my life around a little bit, got on the right path, got more involved in Athletes in Action, surrounded myself with the right people. And one thing that I think was big for me was sharing that story or my testimony with my teammates, my coaches, everyone in Athletes in Action, because I felt like people had, especially in AIA, that people had this view of me as being, you know, some, you know, perfect girl who goes to church all the time and doesn't ever do anything bad. But I wanted to, you know, share with people who I was and what I had done, and but how God had freed me from that and how I am made new in him every single day. And yeah, I'm just so thankful that he opened my eyes on that trip in Poland. And Megan Gustafson and I actually went to Brazil this July with Athletes in Action, and we grew so close there together, and she opened up a lot of things, and it's just so cool, I think, how faith can bring people together, especially in the sports world. So that's kind of my story in a short but long version.
That's okay. I like the long version. It's terrific. It's just wonderful that God doesn't give up on us, and he continues to pursue you, and you are now walking with the Lord and making an impact for Christ. Hannah Stewart, 6'2", starting forward for the Iowa Hawkeyes, number 2 seed in the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, and on their way to the Sweet 16 this weekend. Hannah, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor.